Let's talk about Miss Glover, G-L-O-V-E-R. Doris is the first name. Today is the 18th. Her date of birth is 1/10/40. This is an 82-year-old woman who I'm familiar with history of dementia, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient since last visit has been hospitalized for 10 days with 7 days with osteomyelitis involving the sacrum. Now she has developed a large 5 by 7 ulceration over the sacrum and the right buttocks involving the bone, stage 4. Patient required hospitalization, PICC line at left arm. Also received a PEG during the hospitalization. She was treated with antibiotics and is now being fed through the PEG tube with Glucerna 1.2. Blood sugars range between 180 and 250, period. Patient appears to be in pain and requires Tylenol number 3 on a regular basis. Medications reviewed, which includes Protane, Depakote, Tylenol number 3, along with Clonidine, which has been hold mostly because her blood pressure has been low. Patient appears to be comfortable but unresponsive. Social, patients who never had a heavy history of alcohol or smoking in the past, medical problems, Alzheimer's, dementia, diabetes, chronic kidney disease, blindness, recent osteomyelitis, decubitus ulcer, status post-PEG placements, as well as sepsis. Medications reviewed, family history not known, review of system as above. On examination, blood pressure today was 100 over 60, pulse was 92, respiration was 20, patient was a febrile. Heart positive, irregular. Lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, soft. PEG tube present, there's a 3+ edema of the upper and lower extremity consistent with protein, calorie, malnutrition, period. The cubitus ulcer, as was the delineated above, sacral and right buttocks involving bone. Assessment, here we have an unresponsive 82-year-old woman with multiple medical issues, including most recently sepsis, osteomyelitis, responsive only to deep pain. Patient is on chronic pain medication, has a PEG tube and a Foley catheter in place. Patient is very much meets the criteria for hospice care and most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. Other diagnosis includes abnormal protein, calorie, malnutrition, metabolic encephalopathy, anemia profound, dementia end stage, status post-PEG placement, vitamin D deficiency, history of anxiety, history of sundowner syndrome, recent hospitalization for sepsis, irritable bowel syndrome, hyperglycemia, gastroesophageal reflux, blindness, unresponsiveness, multifactorial, history of psychosis, and hypertension, period. Overall prognosis is guarded. Patient is expected to die within days to weeks and is appropriate for hospice care at this time. Thank you.